Blog Talk Radio.
So that is quite majestic music that Mary has added. So welcome, everyone. This is the Saturday edition of the Hope Collection Coach's Corner, traditionally the Saturday morning show, brought to you by Optimize My Life, Optimize Your Life. This is Linda calling from Buffalo, and my husband, Ron Clayton, who is the president of the Hope Collection right now, actually is at a men's prayer breakfast this morning. So we changed churches primarily because they have different outreach programs instead of something just only on Sunday. So that's exciting. So I'm just adding another person here. Good morning. How are you? Oh, I lost them. There was somebody coming on, and they might have had the wrong number, which happens. Oh, now they're back. Let me see if I can get them on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How about you?
Wonderful. I was just saying, the music that, that comes, it's such majestic music that you've added. It's so cool. So I'm glad you like it.
I was going through some different ones to figure out which ones sound a little bit better.
Well, I like that one. Excuse me. My morning cough. Instead of morning coffee, I have a morning cough that I need to take care of. Ron, actually, I was just telling Derek, Ron is at a men's prayer breakfast this morning. One of the reasons we joined this new church is because they have outreach programs like men's monthly prayer breakfast and women's things. They have a cancer care that I'm interested in. So it's really exciting. So and of course you meet new people, so which is always good. So I want to welcome you to the morning call. You sound like you have a busy morning going
Mariana,
on.
Mariana, what do you
have? Always. Kids are up, it's busy.
Well, yeah, I think exactly. Here, I got this for you, Mommy.
Oh, my daughter, so helpful. She went down the road to my mom's house and had to go get the mail for my mom. Except for she brings it back home to my house instead of my mom's house.
Oh, so yeah. Well, it gives you a good excuse to visit your mom, then. I'll be visiting later. I spoke with her yesterday. So I've talked with my brother, and we've planned a 95th birthday party for her in a couple weeks. So that's lots of fun. So, hi, Umphy Vills, how are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Wonderful. I was just saying that Ron will not be here. He's at a men's prayer breakfast at our new church, so that's exciting. So one of the reasons we switched churches, because the other one only had things on Sunday, but now they'll get together otherwise, and that's one of the things that we really enjoy is getting to know more people. And, of course, you know, get in the Word and just get spiritually fed even more. So that's where he is today. One thing he did want to point out is the with the storm in Florida, he kind of put a delay. Everyone is fine. Artith is fine. Patty Sutherland is fine. Alicia's fine. Everyone is high and dry, as it were. But it did delay implementing the registration because everything was shut down in Florida.
Yeah.
I know where I work, we have an office in Naples, Florida, and they were directly hit.
Yeah.
But everyone there is fine. It's just, you know, loss of property and things. So I just want to let Yvonne said, let everyone know that it's another week. But, you know, Mother Nature was in the way in this case, so.
Yeah, I thought about that, and it's like, well, I guess they can't, you know. My artist had said she was okay. I think Alicia lost power for quite a while, but had it. So artists put a post on Facebook of all the cookies they baked.
Yes.
Lisa, I hope the election website this week.
What did you? Who has some high pitched beep in the
That's
background?
Me.
Oh, okay.
There's no more sound. I'll boot it.
Now, Derek, what did you say about this week?
I told Thursday night. I told somebody. I told my friend Bailey the Hope Collection website and House of Gold video.
Good.
Good. I gave him the conference call number, the 714 number.
Okay, great. Yeah. Monday through Friday, we have the Hope Collection hosts a Hopeful Lunch with different topics every day, and it's really quite exciting. And so, you know, I know that Ron spoke yesterday with Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, that he was on the Friday show. excuse me. I just have a tickle in my throat, so bear with me a little. So, but Saturday morning is a great time to share anything that, you know, happened during the week. I know Mary, you know, it's so exciting, the whole kindness club and the kindness campaign that Len Kane is putting together and that you're just have taken off and running with. And so, you know, just being cognizant of, you know, taking the extra minute to say hi to somebody and not just, how are you doing, and keep on walking. When you ask somebody, how are you doing, actually let them answer how they're doing, you know. So I had gone to a doctor once, and she had taken quite a bit of time with me talking about things, and she said, and I thanked her for, you know, for listening. And she said her dad recently had passed away, and if his doctor had just taken a couple minutes to listen to what was going on, she said it might have made all the difference. And that's so true. You know, sometimes we're always in such a rush to get on with our busy life, and but yet we can take, you know, 5 minutes just to, you know, be with somebody and just to show that we care. Even if we don't know the person, you know, completely, you know, we had a woman at work that was very upset. And it was just so sweet that just people went into her office and just helped cheer her up. And it was just, it's that kindness, you know, just taking the time. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Sometimes it's just a word or two that can make the difference in your life. So, but I just don't, you know, I just want to know if anyone this week has had kindness bestowed upon them or bestowed on anybody else. I know with Derek handing out some hope cards, and that's just really going out and just, you know, being kind to people. And so that's, you know, that's kind of what the Saturday morning call is. It's just a kind of wrap up of the week and goal setting for the next week of what we can do just to touch other people's lives and be open to have somebody else touch our life. So my question is this week, does anyone have anything to share that that can be uplifting, or if you have a problem that we can possibly help with?
I had a couple things to add. So we're going to come up. I put on Facebook about putting looking for guests to come on the radio show during the week. And this week I'll be holding a bunch of interviews with a bunch of different coaches and other professionals in different aspects of life. And they want to, I got an overwhelming support of people that want to talk about what they do and how to help people.
Yes. Exciting. Thank you.
And then we're talking about setting up in a couple weeks. My goal is by November 1st, a nightly radio show with guests coming on a regular basis to get the parents, the families that are working during the day to be able to learn about the Hope Collection and look for other resources.
Super, super. I know because myself, I'm not able to get on until next April when I retire. But right now, I don't get on very many of the calls. I have listened because they're all archived, and so I have listened to a few. But a nightly, something at night is that's wonderful because, again, it's just expanding our horizons, you know, and just letting more people in on the big secret of what the Hope Collection can do.
And giving, you know, other people, you know, that real-time help that they want or need, just references or places to go.
Sure, yes.
You know, a couple days we're looking at me and Kurt about having it like a call-in for teens that are struggling to get references and advice.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest things that the Hope Collection can do is connect with other people. You know, it's like we may not have all the answers, but we can find out and connect people with somebody else and another organization. You know, either I know that in the past months, you know, recommended Easter Seals and just different organizations that can reach out, that people can reach out to, but that may not even know about.
Mhm. And that's it, because, like, I didn't know what Easter Seals was about. My grandma always told me, you know, because she always donated to them, and she, you know, had me promise that when she passed away that I'd continue it on, because it's a good organization, but I never knew what they were for.
Mhm. I know there's so many out there that we see the fundraising aspect, you know, but not really what they actually can do and how they can impact our life or the life of somebody that we know. And so that's and again, it's, you know, looking up organizations, vetting them. That's what Joel was so great about. He would really do the homework and just check out, you know, because when he was, you know, starting it, there would be other groups that say, oh, we want to, you know, we want to affiliate with you, but some of them, he's like, I don't want to affiliate with them. So, you know, you just have, you know, but by vetting and, you know, knowing what the organization does, actually, you know, it makes a big difference because there's so many people out there that are willing to help, and we just have to connect people with who can help them the best.
That's it.
I made the mistake of putting a piece of toast in my mouth right now. So I couldn't quite talk it.
Are you
talking, eat and talk at the same time.
I like the idea of having additional guests come on and talk about what they do, because there are so many people out there that are, you know, helping others and doing and programs and things that we may not be aware of. So that'll be neat to hear about.
Yeah, because we can also do the same thing. And, you know, so each of us must know somebody and, you know, and, you know, check them out, you know, first. I mean, that, you know, we don't want, but, you know, spread the news, more or less. So that's a great idea.
Well, that's why I'm holding consultations all next couple weeks. My calendar's full.
Yeah.
With just talking to different people. And I know on the 12th of October on my show will be a marriage counselor from Iowa.
Oh, wow.
That's a Christian-based marriage counselor that works or coaches that works with families reconnecting after they've been married for so long.
Cool. Yeah. Ron and I tease that we went to our first, just last past year, went to our first marriage encounters thing. It's like, okay, after 48 years, let's see if we're doing it. And it was a lot of fun. But, input from professionals really can always be worthwhile. So that's cool. Excuse me. As I had said earlier, things were delayed on setting up the registration because they had no electricity, and so they couldn't really use their computer. keep all the people that have just such devastating losses. I talked to my brother last night, and he, again, just like Ron, checked with all of our friends and his friends in Florida, too. And the one owner of the company that he works for had $1 million home that was completely blown off its foundation. His house was in the neighbor's yard, and this is a huge, huge mansion. And, and of course everything, all the contents completely destroyed too. It's not like you can just push it back in place, and I've seen the pictures have just been heart wrenching of the destruction. Santa Fe Island is completely cut off and cut in half itself, the island itself, it's a barrier island out in the ocean. I've been there, a couple times, and it's a beautiful, beautiful community. But it is just, it's at sea level at the best of times. it's just so the amount of damage that water can do. And then, of course, in Florida with the heat, I saw a little clip of this seal running down the sidewalk in the town, but it was really false. It did happen, but it was not in Florida. It happened years ago in Brazil. So people are just, so you can't always, you just have to watch, what you see and what you believe in on the internet, because, it was a cute picture, a funny picture, but it happened years ago in Brazil, not this week in Florida. So,
yeah.
But some of those things are funny. The same, I guess, the shark. Somebody saw a shark. There's enough real stuff going on without making up things, too. So, but. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a wonderful day of getting out and about. Saturday is like the only day other than, Saturday and Sunday seem to be the only days I really get out and about and just, being able to interact with people and just shop. So, but does anyone else have anything, any comments to share? I had come across a quote, and now I don't have the book in front of me, but that's, I should run and get it, but I'm not quite sure where I left the book. But reading, I know Ardeth has always encouraged, Joel and Ardeth have always encouraged us to read, and we actually, we're on a Book of the Month Club, and we get a different book, an uplifting, sometimes they're business-oriented, sometimes personal-oriented. And reading is so, so important because it expands your mind. It gives you ideas that
you might not have thought of. And when it's a positive, you know, if the only input you're putting into your mind is the nightly news, that would not be good. But by reading and you know, having positive input, one of the reasons I don't watch horror shows or things like that is that I don't, that's not what I want in my mind. You know, once you see or read something, it's there. It's in your subconscious. That's why, and even it doesn't even the Bible say about, you know, if it's good, if it's, you know, that dwell on that and think on that and not on some, you know, something that, yes, the news is out there, but we don't have to just constantly think and have that's the only input. And so different books, I know we'll be getting the October book pretty soon. I don't know what it is, but they always have, you know, some, they're always worthwhile. So some are harder to read through and some are just a delight. So it's so I'm looking forward to that. One of the, I used to be years and years ago, super shy, and the one book that helped me was Robert Schuller's Self Love, and I mean when you think kind of real a book really, you know, make a turnaround, it can, because it happened with me. So I encourage everyone to read. You know, pick up. There's so many good books out there. Excuse me. So that's my encouragement for the day is, you know, take a look at it. Linda, was there any one book that we've gotten on the Book of the Month Club that interested you, that made a difference for you?
Oh boy, there's been so many. It's hard to just specify one. I think that, you know, just getting those messages into your mind, like you said, it's so important to be protecting our minds. We're putting in there, and I know that we did. I think we got the book. We got the new book. It just came yesterday.
Oh, we haven't gotten ours yet. And that's
17
well.
Indisputable Laws of Teamwork. John
Maxwell.
Oh, it'll be looking to
yeah,
as a team
exciting.
Doing the Hope Collection, so building our team, keep impacting.
Oh, here
others
it is. So it did come. Ron never. I'm like always a couple days later. Find, oh, there's an envelope for me. Why didn't you let me know? Let me know that the mail came. Yeah, that's John Maxwell is so cool. So I mean, it's just practical, down to earth. Shows how the law of high morale inspired a 52-year-old man who couldn't even swim to train for the toughest triathlon in the world. Wow. You know, it's just. Ignoring the law, the price tag caused one of the world's largest retailers to close its store after 128 years of business. So, you know, there's really good 17 indisputable laws of teamwork will empower you, whether a coach or a player, teacher, student, CEO, or nonprofit volunteer, with the how-to and attitudes for building a successful team. And we've been saying that for a long time, that what the Hope Collection does the best is build teams, because not one person can do a lot, but putting a team together, that is dynamic. So that's really cool. I'm glad you mentioned that. I went out to the living room. I haven't been into the living room yet this morning, so I see that we did get the book. Excellent. And so, you know, things like that. You know, getting some positive and some not only positive, but information that we can actually use. So that's one of the best thing about putting
good things in your mind and listening to uplifting and shows and podcasts and things. And of course, the weekly Hope Collection calls. You can get all kinds of information, and Mary, like you said, expanding it so that we can reach more people. That's excellent. I'm so excited about that. Well, it's 9:25, and if anyone has anything else to share, otherwise we will look forward to right now the Monday through Friday shows, and then we can expand that. That's exciting that you have thought about doing that. So, but in closing, does anyone just want to have any other words of encouragement for each other? I feel like Iris, like when she always says, I don't want to do all the talking.
Oh, it's just been good to hear all the things going on today and to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while. So.
I know. It's been too crazy of a week. I'm trying to organize everything to I had to turn in my resignation letter, so they can start looking for a replacement for me. So the only problem is that I have to train somebody now.
Well,
it'll probably
take two or 3 years for them to do what you do.
Oh, well,
they're
my biggest fear.
How valuable you are when you're gone.
My biggest fear is that I'll train somebody, get into March, and they'll say, this is too complicated, I don't want the job, and then quit. That's my biggest fear. So hopefully
you're still retiring, whether they do that or not.
That is true. Yeah. I'll never forget when I was in my early 20s, 22 or so, I worked at a newspaper that had been going on for years. I took a day off, and I just remember, this is how naive I was. I was shocked they got the paper out, because I wasn't there. Sometimes you think that everything revolves around you, and it really doesn't. So, well, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful week, weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and we'll catch up next Saturday at this time, and but also we'll catch up on the weekly calls. So. Y'all take care. Have a wonderful day. Be kind. Be kind to somebody and let somebody else be kind to you. So 90-second countdown. All righty. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.